Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Al Dimeola, nobody quicker, unbelievable. Greatest jazz guitarist, maybe the greatest jazz guitarist in the world of all time. Al Dimeola, Jersey guy, and he's Italian, I'm just saying. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. We are the flagship station for all of Salem Media and proud to be. Great morning. Thank you so much. God bless you for checking in. I feel such a closeness to you and appreciation with respect for you jumping on board and getting involved and being the fine, peaceful patriot that you are. You know, you're making sense, you know. You know what? Raymond Arroyo is going to join us later on in the hour. We love Raymond. He's great. He's funny. He's a nice guy. Raymond's book, of course, is he's the author of The Thief Who Stole Heaven. And Giano Caldwell, my dear friend, he's a good buddy. You know, he's got that iHeartRadio podcast that is just screaming out of the radio. Out Loud with Giano Caldwell. You know what, I miss Giano. So now, though, I like to bring to the airwaves something that's exciting, something that is different, something that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And we're pleased and proud to bring Brian Benstock to the airwaves. He's like a superstar in New York, man. Everybody loves Brian. Everybody knows Brian. He owns the town. He's one of those guys. And by the way, you know, we always tell you about Route 22 Toyota. So we got to tell you about Iggy Giuffre and my buddy Iggy and Route 22 Toyota. But Brian is the general manager and vice president of Paragon Honda, Paragon Acura. So he's a huge business guy. Brian, it's a privilege to have you with us, my friend. Welcome to the Piscopo Show, man.
Joe, it is a privilege of mine to be with you here today, man. It is awesome. I watched you for so many years killing it and knocking it out. And it's great that we have our ability now, a little bit later on in life, to have an influence on things that are going on in the city.
What a great take. And I got to ask you, first of all, if we could start here, Clubhouse. This is an online super site. Tell us about, so excited, and thanks for walking me through it, because I'm so unhip to that. Tell us about Clubhouse, Brian.
Well, it's an influencer site, you know, social media site. And it's really like talk radio, but it enables a million people to be able to communicate. And the platform has been around since mid 2020. It was in beta until the end of 2020. And around December 15th, they opened it up. I think there were about 6,000 users at that time. I think there were about 6 million users now. So in about 90 days, you had this exponential growth of this platform because, you know, let's face it, there are issues out there that people want to talk about. And this enables you to be on a stage with a Joe Piscopo, to be on stage with an Elon Musk, or any of the other influencers that are using the platform. And we're certainly taking advantage of that platform to reach out to people in a frictionless way.
Yeah, well, you're a doer, you know, and everybody knows you for that, Brian Benstock. Tell us about this amazing plan that you have to save New York. I'm loving this, and because we want to help, you know? Yes, sir, please.
Here's a thought, right? Tish, back in the 70s, when New York City was really in a deep, a bad place, right? The city was bankrupt. The police department was on strike. The fire department was on strike. And Tish got together. He owns the Regency Hotel there on Park Avenue. And he invited the heads of business, the heads of industry, finance, law, clergy, to come to the Regency before they would start their normal day, you know, from the hours of 7 to, let's say, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. And had what was dubbed at that time as the power breakfast. And they worked on, these influencers in New York City, worked on resolving New York City's incredible problems. And I thought it was incredibly important and powerful that we do the same kind of a thing, the power breakfast, but to do this on a platform like Clubhouse. So we don't all have to go to a one location. We can do this on air and talk through difficulties that are facing New York City and to talk through the solutions, more importantly.
So what would you advise? What do you think? Because then you said, and Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, go to all the big shots in New York. I mentioned, you know, we have our radio station head here, Mr. Crowley, or we have John Catsimatidis, you know, the mega businessman that he is. So all these, you want to put all these people together and they will come up with solutions, not the politicians, correct?
Correct. The epicenter of brain power is in New York City. I mean, we've got the best of everything, whether it's the arts, entertainment, finance, real estate. And so why aren't we pulling this brain power from these people, men and women, cultural leaders, to get together to say, hey, we've got housing problems, education problems, mass transit problems, crime problems, the cost of living problems, which impacts all of the healthcare problems. And stop letting the politicians put one against the other. People that are wealthy want the people that are not wealthy to succeed in New York City, because we need everybody to participate in this economy. We need everybody paying taxes. We need everybody being successful. The cleanliness of the city, the homelessness problem in the city. The problems are endless, and there's been an absolute lack of leadership right now in New York City governance. There's been none. And, you know, so it's time for the entrepreneurs to take over. And entrepreneurs thrive in an environment where there are problems.
You know, so why are they trying to keep us down, Brian Benstock, or the politicians? I mean, I sense that they like to control. You can't do anything. You know, they're going like this, the pandemic, and they're doing these press conferences. And you know what I'm seeing on the road? I'm seeing people back to work, man. There's traffic, Brian, out there. People want to get out there, and we can't listen to the politicians anymore. Do they like keeping us down or something? What's the problem with these people?
Joe, it used to be when there was a measles epidemic, we kept the sick people at home, not the healthy people at home.
They got it
100% wrong. We're keeping the healthy people, the productive people, the people that are going to help us out of this home under the auspices of, we're protecting you. I don't need these cats to protect me. Every time they protect me, it costs me money and I get hurt. I think we as individuals have an obligation to protect ourselves, wear your mask, wash your hands, socially distant, that's fine. But for the government mandate, you have to stay home, like they just did with me. I came back from Florida. I was contacted by the state health department, and they told me I had to quarantine for 10 days, although I had a negative COVID test. They said that does not exempt you. I had to work out of my home office, my home basement, although I had no symptoms. I had a negative test for 10 days. I don't even know if there's a legal precedent for them to do that. Now, as a business owner, I could not take the chance of going to work, so I stayed at home, and I complied like a good little subject. Do you know these guys sent me a text every day and pinged me to check my location, my whereabouts?
Oh, my gosh, that's 2021, wild.
And there's a BB, date of birth, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Are you feeling any symptoms? Press 1. Press 2. And I'm told when you do that, it pings them and lets them know your location, like some sort of prison release program. They take madness to a new level.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Hey, Brian, before we let you go, man, and before you tell us how we can get involved, business is good. You got business back. We're afraid. And we talked to a lot of folks, like I was talking to Charlie Payne or Charles Gasparino, or we check in with these guys. They seem to think New York's going to be okay. I worry that I still see boarded up businesses, Brian. I worry about that. And does Wall Street, does the stock exchange move out of New York? Do we not recover? Are we going to have a false start and then stop? What's your feeling? Because you're one of the most esteemed business folks in New York, Brian Benstock. Your thoughts, please.
I think the cork is on the champagne bottle ready to pop. I think people really want to get back to work and back to business. And more importantly, we've got to get the people that left New York City to come back. You know, and this is not about wealthy people, but the net outflow of income was about $340 billion from the city. That's $340 billion less dollars that will be taxed that would help to pay the bills in New York City and New York State. And you know what that means? That bill, those bills are still there, so that burden is going to fall on the rest of us. So we've got to get the people back. And not only that, those people come back and they bring their jobs and their businesses and their corporations that hire our people and support our infrastructure. And it's very important that we realize that this is not about supporting the wealthy, but supporting New York City, but by having the city back up on its feet, and people do want to work, and we do want to be making a contribution again. So I think we're going to see, as the vaccine rolls out, people returning and looking forward to returning to normal life.
Yeah, Brian, again, how could we get involved? Can we do a clubhouse meeting with the station? I'd love to do that because you have access to literally millions of people. What are you thinking, sir?
Joe, I think that's the way we do it. We had, you know, I had a clubhouse room that I hosted for Andrew Yang, and to give him the opportunity to speak with the people and tell the people what he's all about. I'm a lifelong Republican, and Mr. Yang is not, but I liked his policies. I like what he has to say. And in fact, that clubhouse room was the second most popular room on Clubhouse for the past week. We had over 37,000 people come into that room and to participate in a conversation with Andrew Yang. And isn't it great to have accountability amongst politicians? Where the people get to talk with them and call them out. And we're not seeing that at the top right now from the White House. We're certainly not seeing that from the top of the state with the Governor Cuomo and the other guy, the city's mayor. You know, I don't know where the leadership is, but I'm not seeing any of it. All I see is divisiveness and hate and blaming other people for the problems he's caused.
Well, Brian, listen, you're positive energy, man. We love that. Keep us posted. We'd love to put something together with the station, just to get New York back. Come on, baby. We could do it. Brian Benstock,
yes,
thanks
you
for
can, Joe.
You know, and I know it. I know you could do it, man. Brian, I can't wait to see you in person when we're allowed to do that. And we appreciate you jumping on the air with us today, my friend.
All right, Joe. Thank you so much. Take care.
Yes, sir. Brian Benstock right there. He's general manager, vice president of Paragon Honda, Paragon Acura. But he's a business guy that's so involved and so caring about New York. And I love that because people are just running away. The politicians are running everything. The politicians aren't businessmen. You have to understand that. You got to turn to business. So Brian's got this. He turned me onto this clubhouse thing. There's like millions of people on it. And he said, why don't we just do a whole kind of a summit, as it were, to see how the business, you bring in the John Catsimatidis, you know, you bring in the folks from AM 970 as well. And we from all walks of life, and we see how we can take New York back. I love that. We're going to have to do it because the politicians are not. Leonardo, you've been waiting for a while. I apologize for that. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Well, in the spirit of reconciliation, with Professor Finch, I actually thought of the trumpet name independently when I was on Seb's show Monday. But I understand, I was listening to your podcast, that he came up with it before me. So I just wanted to clear the air with that. Also, I wanted to say that Joe Biden must have become a Buddhist because I was listening to that, and all he kept saying was, Om, Om, Om is the cosmic sound of the universe.
He was saying prayers. Yeah, we love it. Hold on, I got to go to
He was also talking about his predecessor. That must have been Dick Cheney because he never got elected.
Yeah, hello. Thank you very much, Leonardo. Judy, I got a couple seconds. I love when you call. How you doing this morning?
Oh, God, I love Leonardo. And you know what? I think he said he's going to Florida. We're going to miss him. He better call in. Leonardo, if you hear me, you better call in. Listen, first of all, with Brian, I didn't call for this, but Brian, I love what he said, but I lost him when he said Andrew Yang. That I'm not happy with. Number one, I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. And I keep thinking of Fang Fang and what's his name? Swalwell. Who is backing Andrew Young? That's all I want to know.
You don't want to go there. I don't think so. I hear Yang's a great guy. I don't. Thank you, Judy. I hear Yang's a great guy. And for Brian to look at Yang, Yang's a very common sense guy. I want to see somebody like Rudy Giuliani come in. Someone like Curtis is in the fray. Curtis Sliwa, you know, New York. You know what I'm saying? New York. A New York guy or girl. That goes in, takes over. Maybe is John Catsimatidis going to run for governor? There's somebody who knows the city, you know? That although I hear great things, I don't know Yang, but I hear he's remarkably smart and a very nice guy. So, we certainly give him that respect. 919 right now. You do not want to miss Raymond Arroyo. He is very, very funny. He's a bright guy. He's a good guy. And you know him as a Fox News contributor. You know him as host and editor of The World Over on EWTN. He is an author, the thief. Thief Who Stole Heaven. Raymond's coming up. Gianno Caldwell as well. And we grab your phone calls when we can. I apologize. It's been so busy this morning. And I love the input. 877-970-2999. We'll get there if we can. Right now, we're going to go to Brandi Scott. She's in for Debbie Duhaime this morning. She's got traffic for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We've got some road work out there slowing you down on the Van Wyck northbound. One lane blocked between Liberty Avenue and Atlantic Avenue. Some more repairs on the belt heading eastbound approaching Shell Road. It is a slow crawl from the Verrazano on through. That won't be picking up till about 2 o'clock today. Collision on the BQE eastbound right after Flushing Avenue. That is your jam from the Manhattan Bridge. Watch out for a stall on the Bronx River Parkway northbound right after Boston Road. Stop and go ride from the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx a little bit heavy on the westbound side over by Webster Avenue. After that, nice and quiet, heading through to the outbound George. Inbound going to run you about 20 minutes for the upper deck. Lower level, about a 10-minute wait. Just some minor delays if you're heading inbound at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. Partly cloudy and very windy this afternoon. We'll warm up to about 78 degrees for the high. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager, along with my fellow host, Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for a trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October 27th to November 5th. I've been all over the world, but I can never get enough of the great state of Israel. You will be amazed and inspired in your faith.
Dennis and I have planned every detail, minute by minute, of this trip to make sure you have the best experience possible. We're confident by October our trip will be safe, especially because Israel is the leading country in the world in COVID vaccinations.
Join us as we sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Walk the steps of the old city of Jerusalem and join us for a Shabbat service that will reenact the old traditions.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Aren't you ready to travel again? We are, so come join us.
Joe on the radio. Oh, I'd love that. Mike Gallagher, are you kidding me? Dennis Prager in Israel, got to go to the Holy Land. Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Connors because we love Mike and because he's there for me. And if he's there for me, it could be for you. Because with all my situation, everything going on in my life, are you kidding me? With you got to worry about everything, you know? If you got kids, if you got marriages, plural, or divorces, plural, I'm telling you. I thought Mike, when I went to Mike Connors on suggestion of my big son, Joey, and I sat down with Mike and beautiful Beth, and we were at dinner, and I thought, all right, what do you got? So I tell him, look, I got this, I got that, there's Mama Luke's, I worry about this, I worry about that, and I'm talking about everything. Didn't even blink. Mike did not even blink. Got it. And in really, literally a matter of days, I had a whole estate plan. I want to tell you how it was that easy. And then Joe wants you to come back again. You come sign the papers, but Boma went in. Now all you have to do is call because you can do it from the security of your own home. You can get a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with who we call the guy. I know a guy, this guy's name is Mike Connors, and he knows everything about estates and wills. Nursing home costs, are they crushing you? Let Mike handle it, please. Or will, you don't know about a will, let Mike handle that. How about the Mama Luke clause I keep talking about, we keep joking about? It's there. Mike's got, I'm telling you right now, you ask Mike about it, he's got it covered. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. This is where you got to go. Connors and Sullivan, they will protect your home. They will protect your legacy, your financial legacy for your children and your grandchildren. It is a vital phone call to Mr. Connors. 718-238-6500. And it's free. It's a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation. Or go here, please. ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Joe on the radio, Raymond Arroyo. He's a star in his own right, managing editor and host of The World Over on the Eternal World, a television network, Fox News contributor, author of The Thief Who Stole Heaven. Raymond, you make me smile, my friend. Welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Well, right back at you. I love watching you on TV. I listen to the show all the time online. Oh, thank you so much for having me on. It's a delight. It's a great way to start my weekend.
Well, yeah, you're a good daddy too. We love you. Your faith is strong, and everything is good in your life. Yeah, first of all, I gotta go here because you have such a fun sense of humor, and I know you and Laura together are great on Fox. What did with the press conference yesterday, Raymond?
This looked like recreation time at the memory care unit. I thought for a moment, You know, if you look closely, I've been studying, you know, the hint, speaking of picture books, which I write now, which we'll get to in a second.
Yes, sir.
Joe Biden had a huge picture book, as you tweeted out this morning, and you can see the images of all the reporters in the room with big circles and stars next to the names of those he's calling on. I mean, this is not a credible press conference. And, you know, as Laura said, this is a deep press conference.
Yes.
I mean, it was very sad. I know everyone's trying to spin this and said, look, he had command of the issues. He literally read down the talking points they gave him. And if you saw the other shots from the side, you see they literally had bullet points that he read verbatim. I'm sorry. We have to ask the real question.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, I knew Joe Biden. You know, I covered him before. He was a very competent, kind, good, decent man.
Yeah.
But he's lost his way here, and I do think others have taken control of his agenda. Yeah. And his presidency, and they're leading him down a very dangerous path. And we just have to ask the question, is he running the show? I don't know. I don't know that answer.
Thank you. You're such a compassionate guy, Raymond. That's what I love about you, man. Who is running it? That's the one question I don't have answered for our audience. Is it the lifelong bureaucrats? Is it China? Is it the globalists? We think it comes from the Obama camp, but Susan Rice.
Can I choose all of the above, Joe? I don't know. I mean, we don't really know, but clearly there are a lot of Obama holdovers very close to Joe Biden. And Ron Klain, his chief of staff, has been with him for decades. They're
sounds
very
like a,
close.
Yeah. Ron Klain sounds like a Jerry Lewis character. Ron Klain.
Don't insult Jerry that way. Come on. Our friend Jerry would not like that one, I can tell you.
You had the best interview with Mr. Lewis, the man. Oh, I miss him so much. I miss him.
Oh,
so
me too.
Raymond Arroyo, we're going to talk about your book, The Thief Who Stole Heaven, in a second. But when I keep downstairs in my home in what we call the music dungeon, where I go rehearse and everything, and I got my famous people on the wall, Mr. Sinatra and everybody from Jimi Hendrix. That, you know, so that now I found the Jerry Lewis wall decal. You know, and he's in that face. He's in that, he's in that face. And there are times when I'll walk into the room and I'll just look at him and say, Jerry, I miss you, man. What a sweetheart of a guy. That was so awesome, man. Huh?
No, he was such a sweet, dear man. And so, you know, and look, he was a tough character with some. If you didn't meet him where he was, forget it. He'd shove you. There was a BBC reporter that went in before I did, the day before I saw him the first time.
Yeah.
And he literally got three questions off, and Jerry shut the interview down because the guy was just going right to the worst case scenario, and that was it. Okay, you got three questions. What do you mean three questions? That's one. You got two more. that was the interview.
And then when he was on the road, because he was doing Damn Yankees, and I was doing Grease on the tour, and then he went in, and there weren't that many people. He was like in, I don't know, small town, Grand Rapids or something like that. And he said that he opens the press conference was, there's more people in my dressing room, like that.
Oh, no, he was a riot. So funny. But if he took you under his wing and sort of connected with you.
Exactly.
There was nobody like him. And I consider myself very fortunate that he did. And he was so kind to my family, to me. He was,
I don't mean to interrupt you. I want to make sure we get to what the book, but Mother Teresa, you talked to Mother Teresa too. That's wild, man. And we were talking about it.
I interviewed Mother Teresa as well.
Yeah.
Mother Teresa was like, I have to tell you, she was the tiniest. She was almost like Yoda, you know, in a sheet. Very tiny, very small woman. But I have to tell you, the radiance when Mother Teresa put her hands on your face and talked to you, it was like the rest of the world disappeared. Oh. And I remember, Joe, you know, I struggled with the thing. We all struggle. What does God want you to do? I mean, everybody asks that. What, you know, how do you know God's will? She put her hands on my face and she said, watch what happens.
Wow.
That was her answer.
Wow.
And that's a great answer, actually. Yeah, it took me about 30 years to figure that out, but she's right. Watch what happens. And she was an amazing light of prayerful powerhouse. I mean, I've never seen people part, and the look on people's faces just transformed when someone walked in the room like her. Far bigger than any celebrity I've ever seen. I mean, it was just incredible.
Sure.
She had a power. And it came from her deep devotion and connection with God. No, nobody like it. Nobody like
her. We're talking with the great Raymond Arroyo, and you know he has these great books. Raymond, you had a tremendous success with your Legend series. The first is the Spider Who Saved Christmas. Tell us about this book, The Thief Who Stole Heaven. I love the title.
Well, this new book. A Thief Who Stole Heaven, first of all, we think of this good thief every year at Easter time, but then no one knows the backstory of the good thief. So this is kind of the origin story of this guy. And it turns out I stumbled across writings from Augustine, John Chrysostom, Peter Damian, all these early, early writers, you know, in Christian antiquity. And they write about a story of the good thief as a young man encountering the Holy Family on their way to Egypt. And he may have met the child Jesus far earlier than the scene we know at the end of his life. So I thought, what is this? I've never seen this my whole life. Where did this come from? So I did some research, put together the bits and pieces I found in history books, in homilies, and crafted it into a story that really, the goal here, the message here, I think, of this life is, hope endures to the very end, and mercy is always there. And this is a time of second chances. This is a time of forgiveness and mercy. And I love the idea that families can spend a moment thinking about this and thinking about these figures. And, you know, it's a new way into the Easter story, too, Joe. You know, I'm always looking for new ways in, and family reads. So this, it's more than a child's read or a children's book. I consider this a family read. Yeah. I didn't write it as a short story because I wanted families to be able to encounter it together. And as a picture book, they do. They will, and they are.
That's great.
But this is the first story of Easter. This is the first guy. We don't think about this. It's not Mother Teresa or saints or apostles or, you know, kings who walked through the gates of heaven first. Yeah. It was this thief, and this story tells you why. And it's the first story of Easter, so I wanted to tell it in a new way.
You know what's interesting? Before I let you go, The Thief Who Stole Heaven is the book we're talking about from Raymond Arroyo. What do you tell your kids? It's so hard to teach Christianity, teach religion now, teach God, because every single thing that's on television and social media is anti-everything, anti-anything that is the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
But those children, like all of us, Joe, everybody's wired. They're wired for spirituality. They're wired for morality and truth. Yeah. And I think if you can tell them good stories, you can give them that faith. You can give them those values. The story won't do that, but it can lead them down the path. So all I'm trying to do is tell a story cleanly and clearly, and then you let it on its way. It does its own thing. And families together, my real goal here is not to write a picture book. My real goal is to get a grandmother and a grandchild to sit and spend some time together so that then they share those values and those ideas, and then they can begin to pass along what they've learned in a beautiful way that is imperceptible, really, to the child or to the adult, because it's called love. You want to spend time with one another. So that's what I hope The Thief Who Stole Heaven does. And I hope it's a thief. You know, this is a thief that I hope breaks into everybody's house. I hope to see.
The Thief Who Stole Heaven. It's a book. You just Google Raymond Arroyo. Raymond, have a great Holy Week. Thinking about you, man.
You
God
too,
bless
my
you.
Friend.
Thanks for all that you stand for, Raymond. We love you, man.
Have a wonderful Easter and Holy Week. Talk to you soon. Love you, too.
God bless.
Joe.
Thank you. Raymond Arroyo right there. Just a great, great guy. The book, by the way, it's a great idea to get it for grandma and the kids. That's a great idea for Easter. The Thief Who Stole Heaven by Raymond Arroyo. Gianno Caldwell standing by. Big Al Gattulo standing by. It's 9:34 on AM 970 The Answer. Al's got the headline news live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The answer.
57 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. People are encouraged to condemn hate and violence against Asians on this national Stop Asian Hate Day. New York Congresswoman Grace Meng helped spearhead the virtual effort to condemn hate against her fellow Asians. Hate crimes have been on the rise against Asians during the pandemic in New York City. There have been 26 attacks against Asians so far this year, compared to none during the same time frame last year. The NYPD is adding more plainclothes cops in Asian communities and taking other measures to address the spike. Pepsi is pouring a new collaboration with a sweet treat this spring. The soda maker announced a new beverage that combines its famous cola with Peeps marshmallow flavor. The drinks come in a three-pack of mini cans, but you won't find them on store shelves. The only way to get Pepsi Peeps is by entering the hashtag #HangingWithMyPeepsSweepstakes. 3,000 packages will be given away to winners who use the hashtag and tag Pepsi on Twitter and Instagram with photos of themselves enjoying the spring with the marshmallow treats. In sports, Knicks knocked off the Wizards 106-102. The Rangers routed the Flyers 8-3. As you heard here on The Answer last night, Islanders a 4-3 overtime win against the Bruins. Devils lost to the Capitals 4-3, and the Yankees remembering four-time World Series champ Dr. Bobby Brown. The former third baseman passed away Thursday at his Fort Worth, Texas home at the age of 96. Brown played from 1946 to 1954. He later became president of the American League from 1984 to 1994. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Roadwork on the belt has you crawling eastbound, approaching Shell Road. The right lane is down with construction till about 2 o'clock. Solid delays go back to the Verrazano. Some more repairs on the Van Wyck northbound over by Atlantic Avenue. That has you a bit heavy from Liberty Avenue. Going to need some extra time on the BQE eastbound. A crash out there right after Flushing Avenue. That has you jammed from the Manhattan Bridge on through. Bronx River Parkway looking good now on the northbound side, approaching Boston Road. Stall in the area has been cleared out of the way. Still have some minor slowdowns on the Cross Bronx heading westbound, approaching Webster Avenue. Beyond that, no delays heading to the outbound George. Inbound side going to run you about 20 minutes for the upper deck. Lower level, about a 10-minute wait. Looking pretty good if you're heading inbound at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. Very windy this afternoon. We'll warm up to 78 degrees for the high. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on The Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Quicken. Presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can.
Joe Piscopo announcing that Michael's is open at 50% capacity. Yay! By reservation only. Michael's of Brooklyn, that's where you want to go for a spectacular meal. You can pick up the sauce there. It's right there in Avenue R and Nostrand. It's local. I love that it's made right there in Brooklyn. The sauce. And the first thing I do when I go to Michael's of Brooklyn, I see Fred. He goes, I know. You want to see how the sauce is made. I go, yes, Fred, could you take me back? Johnny, take him in. Take him in. Take Joe in. He wants to go in again. And then whoever we're in, we were with Susan from Rhino Shield and Frankie V, you know, and I think Captain Frank was with us. Yeah, we went in and we were social distancing. Everybody's social distancing. We're still being careful. And then you watch the sauce being made right there at Michael's of Brooklyn, the gravy right there. They put the labels on and I'm like gawking at it. They think I'm nuts, but it's so great. And then it's warm as it comes off of the little assembly line they have. You got to check it out. As you listen around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com, we see the numbers, and we God bless you and thank you for listening. Go to the supermarket, check out Michael's of Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn, it's Italian Brooklyn in a jar. You're not going to believe it. You could also go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com, but when you're local, will you please call? You got to call. They're at 50% in Michael's, but you got to call for a reservation, please. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael, you can finally head back to Michael's of Brooklyn for that homemade Italian cooking. We love it at Michael's. We're going there in a couple of weeks. We want you to call, make a reservation at Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. Love telling you about the family over at Michael's of Brooklyn, the only place for authentic Italian since 1964.
My name is Namrita Singh Gujral. I am a filmmaker and an immigrant. My film, America's Forgotten, uncovers the unintended consequences of a broken immigration system.
The 7-year-old girl died in the desert.
This child came from the country of India.
I'm living in Tacharo. I can go to the police.
I never expected this journey would lead me to a truth that I never intended to find.
A great pillar of the community was killed by a man who had been deported at least twice.
The public would be outraged if they knew the truth.
I found how much Americans are being lied to regarding our immigration policies at the border. My friends, my industry, even my family all rallied against the final message of this film. All credits had to be hidden for fear of retribution. If you care about the future of America, you should watch America's Forgotten.
Use promo code WNYM for additional savings.
Another exciting run has gotten the Orange into the Sweet 16. Saturday night, they play second-seeded Houston. It's a 9:55 tip-off, but well worth the wait on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Gianna Caldwell's joining us momentarily. It's 9:40 right now. I want to tell you about Tanya Helfand and Associates. You know, no one gets married anticipating divorce, but sometimes it's better for you and your children. Tanya Helfand is a certified matrimonial attorney in Jersey with 29 years of experience, also licensed in New York. And it's tough. I could tell you about my situation. I can only tell you this. I wish I knew Tanya way back then. You know, complex financial issues you got to worry about. Custody, father's rights, mother's rights, children's rights, change of circumstances, you know. Helfand and Associates, by the way, settles 99% of cases. Now, you don't want to get divorced. You want to work it out. You want to, what my credo is, stay with your first wife. Hello? But sometimes it doesn't work out. And if it's not working out, call Tanya. They have your back at Helfand and Associates, okay? Now, the offices are in Whippany, Paramus, and of Council in New York City. Helfand and Associates, 973-428-0800. You can schedule a free 30-minute consultation. How about that? 973-428-0800 or email Tanya at TanyaHelfand.com. Divorce is not the end of a family. It's the beginning of a new, hopefully, happier life.
Our hosts will not be censored. Conservative talk lives here. AM 970, The Answer.
Gianna Caldwell, superstar, Fox News political analyst, host of the new iHeartRadio podcast, Out Loud with Gianna Caldwell. Gianna, how are you, my friend? Always awesome to talk with you.
I'm doing so well.
Everything all right?
Well, thanks for having me. Absolutely. I'm right now looking at the mountains of Los Angeles, so what could be better?
Wait a minute. You out there in Los Angeles. Oh, boy. Now look out now. That sounds dangerous out there. Gianna, you're young. You're a handsome young guy, and I love you like a brother. I got to tell you, be careful. That is a very seductive town, and I know from personal experience. Huh? Am I right? Right?
I'll be honest, the town has seduced me on many occasions, but now I've been saved by Jesus Christ, so I'm thankful. You saved my life. Save me.
You are the man. You are so the man, you know. Hey, Gianna, so we're talking about the press conference yesterday with Joe Biden. I feel bad. I don't want to be mean, but oh, my gosh. Was it funny to you or was it? It was kind of sad to me. I don't want to be morbid here, but it was kind of sad, yes?
You know what? I think the folks who are really upset about yesterday's press conference is the press. They wish they could have had a Trump-style press conference where he answers 1,001 questions. This guy took 10 questions. He had to have perform web reporters to call on, and he had to have note cards on what to say on each topic. This is not good, America. Not at all.
Then they had a picture. They had a picture chart of the reporters. Huh?
And honestly, I've seen those cards before. When I was in preschool, my teacher used to have one of those. So I don't. You know, I imagine they might have got them from a store or something. I don't know. It's kind of strange.
I know. And then the press is so nice to Joe Biden. They were so mean to Donald Trump. And you could say, all right, Donald Trump maybe brought it on himself or something. But at least Donald Trump knew every single name, every single reporter without a note. He would look, he'd go, One American News, bang, someone in the back. And then he would go, he would still go to Jim Acosta. Where was Acosta yesterday?
That's exactly what I was going to say. He would go to those that he knew didn't like him, and he would respect to ask, answer their question and ask on them. But of course, Joe Biden yesterday missed Peter Ducey because Peter Ducey usually has a very rational question. Gotcha questions. These are legitimately rational questions where people just want to know. And as President of the United States, you should be able to answer these tough questions. You should be able to answer. The President of Mexico says, hey, you're the reason why there's a crisis at the border.
That's right.
You call these people in. You got people, migrants that came who said, yeah, I'm only here because of Joe Biden. I wouldn't dare make this trip if Donald Trump was in office. So with that being the case, you created a crisis, Joe Biden. What is your response to that?
Yeah. You know, John, I always talk to you about this because you're so eloquent when you chat about the neighborhoods, the stressed areas of America that you understand, that I understand. But, I mean, I'm offended that Joe Biden is bringing in the illegals, and we want to open our arms to everybody, but he's bringing in illegals, and they're ending up going to the cities of America. And rather than helping the problems in the cities and the streets that you have walked and talked about on television, Gianno Caldwell, he's helping people from other countries come in. Why in the name of God don't they look to the problems that we have here at home first?
And not just helping, but putting them in nice hotel rooms. Meanwhile, in the state of California, there's over 150,000 homeless people. Look at how many veterans, as people have mentioned, that are on the street. Right. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. This should not be a political talking point. This should not be a partisan issue. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Many people have lost their jobs still, haven't been working. It should really be about America first. Now, I know that's a Donald Trump slogan, so to speak, but that really is not a partisan a soundbite. America first should mean exactly that. Take care of our people before you begin to open up the border up, before you begin to let people come in, before you have this plan to legalize folks who came in illegally. Why don't you think about the citizens that paid taxes but are down on their luck now? Yeah. That should be the real consideration of the day.
Yeah. Gianno Caldwell, he's my friend and doing a great job. He wants you to check out iHeart Radio Podcast, Out Loud with Gianno Caldwell. Hey, Gianno, seriously, you know, my faith is strong. You know, and as we go into Holy Week, Easter Week next week, you said we were kind of kidding, but you really found Jesus. You found Jesus.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And many, many, many years ago, I was blessed to, you know my story. I talk about it in my book, Take It for Granted, How Conservatism Can Go Back to Americans and Liberalism Failed. I grew up extremely poor on the south side of Chicago, lights, gas, and water off at the same time. Mama did the crack cocaine. And my saving grace to this day will always be my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who provided so much favor to even be on the phone with you in this moment. And I want to tell everyone who's under the sound of my voice, if you feel lost, if you feel under temptation, go to Jesus. He is the way. He's the truth and the light. And certainly he can change your circumstances. So I'm blessed. I talk about this on social media all the time. If folks want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Parler, I'm at Gianno Caldwell, G-I-A-N-N-O Caldwell. But definitely, I will never, never, never stop giving my testimony. Never.
Yeah, God bless you. It's so needed. They're afraid to talk about it. I talked about it. Well, I got to let you go, but we talked about it this morning. It's like you can't talk about God. You can't talk about religion. You can't talk about faith. You can't talk about how much you love the country. They shut it down. God bless you. That's very courageous of you, man. I'm telling you something. And
well,
we appreciate
people just have to be offended because I'm going in. I will never stop.
I love it. I love
it. I'm blessed, Doc. I will never stop.
You're the man. Gianno, sending love to you, my friend. All the very, very best. And I can't wait to hang with you and see you, my friend, Gianno. And
thank God you, bless big you. Bro.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to you soon, all right? Thank you, Gianno. God bless you. Take care, man. Gianno Caldwell right there. Great kid. And he's a young kid, I tell you, doing great. How about that? How about that? Fox News political analyst. And don't forget about the iHeartRadio podcast Out Loud with Gianno Caldwell. And you got to check out the books, you know, Taken for Granted as well from Gianno Caldwell. 949 with Joe on the radio. You know what? Let's break if we can, Albert. And then I'll may have some time to grab some calls because we love you for calling and checking in at 877-970-2999. A busy, busy morning. On my way to the eye surgeon. Just a little laser fix like that. And we'll see. If I come back to the next week and you hear this on the microphone, you know I won't have. Al, is that you? Al, again. God forbid. I'm kidding. 949. Actually, it's 10 before 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Brandi Scott's been doing a great job for Debbie Duhaime this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, the worst of it right now, the belt's on the eastbound side heading over to Shell Road. We've got construction taking out the right lane until about 2 o'clock. You are jammed there from the Verrazano. Verrazano going to cost you some extra time heading into Staten Island using the upper deck. Just some volume moving across the span. Delays on the inbound Gowanus between the belt merge and the BQE. BQE eastbound keeps you slow through to the Brooklyn Bridge. After that, a great ride on the BQE eastbound approaching Flushing Avenue. Crash in that area has been moved out of the way. Not too bad on the FDR Drive heading northbound approaching the Triborough Bridge. Cross Bronx a little bit sluggish moving between White Plains Road and the Bronx River Parkway on the westbound side. You've got some slowdowns if you're heading inbound at the George using the upper deck. Going to run you about 15 minutes. Lower level in great shape at this time. Just some minor delays heading inbound at the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Charlie Kirk gets the message.
So we have Tucker Carlson being targeted by the DOD. We have our capital under military occupation. And we have a congresswoman that is being flooded with military members from Guam. If you want to send a clear message to your political opponents, show them that we're in control and that you aren't. That's exactly what they are doing.
The Charlie Kirk Show. Weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, folks, you don't have to wait till Sunday to hear the radio show that has stood New York on its collective ear. John Catsimatidis can be heard here every Wednesday evening starting at 5. It's the Catman with the truth about what's happening in your neighborhood. Cats at Night, 5 p.m. Wednesdays, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Areas of fog locally dense to start the day. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy through the morning and midday hours with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm moving through. Then very windy and warm this afternoon as clouds give way to increasing sunshine. Winds can gust to 50 miles per hour this afternoon, or high 75. That's close to the record of 76 out of 1922. Windy this evening, then mainly clear and breezy later tonight, though 48. Mostly sunny and mild tomorrow, high 66. Periods of rain and becoming breezy for Sunday, high 59. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, on the radio telling you about Relief Factor one more time if I can, because it's 100% drug-free. It targets your body's inflammation to give you such wonderful relief. It worked for me in 5 days. I was so excited. I talked to Pete, right? I know Pete and Seth Talbot, great guys, ahead of the curve on everything that can take you out of pain. You got hip pain, right? You got knee pain? You walk into a room like I used to, you all right? People say, you all right? Why? Because you're limping. You don't even know it, right? And then as you take Relief Factor, what I done, went on the 3-week quick start, $19.95, that's all it is. At your home in a couple days. I keep telling you, relieffactor.com. I keep telling you, 800-500-8384. And then I could just feel it sounds silly, me taking the garbage out, me reaching for the top, shelf in my kitchen without my shoulder bothering, me banging out bicep curls in the basement of the house, and with no pain. And as soon as you're out of pain, you have to stop and thinking, whoa, I don't have the pain. It's the greatest feeling in the world. And I love you. And I always say you deserve it. You deserve to be out of pain. You shouldn't be in pain. Will you at least try the 3-week quick start? Again, at your home, in a couple of days, it's only $19.95. Relief Factor. Pete and Seth know what they're talking about. 100% drug-free, by the way. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. Say bye-bye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor. And do it today. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm talking to my agent, and we have a bunch of dates lined up in October. And I said, don't book them yet. And this is when the Mets, even my wife said, Jim, remember what happened? 4 years ago, 2015, you had a whole European tour. You were going to Holland, you were going to England, you were going to Germany, and then the Mets made the playoffs in the World Series, and you told them you were sick. You canceled a tour. We had to get a double mortgage because the Mets made the playoffs, and you said, this may never happen in history again. I can't be hanging out in Belgium while the Mets are in World Series. In front of 8 people, oh, Steichmann, oh, Steichmann, 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 oh, Steichmann, oh, Steichmann. So anyway, I've been married 8 years. Anyone married? Oh, Steichmann, oh, Steichmann.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Jimmy Brewer. He is hysterical. He is hysterical. We love Jim Brewer. Hey, you know, I'm reading here, this is from ABC7, our friends at WABC. I swear to goodness gracious, this is today. I'm looking, updated an hour ago from WABC in New York, and it says, I swear to goodness, I'm reading this, coronavirus vaccine updates. Remdesivir shortens COVID infection in patients, study shows. I swear to goodness gracious. A new study confirms that the antiviral drug remdesivir shortens the length of illness for people infected with COVID-19. What did I tell you 1 year ago? Literally 1 year ago with Dr. Stephen Greer on the show here. What did the first thing we heard was remdesivir, hydroxychloroquine, something else, you know, what's the other one? Invectimir. What's the other one?
Ivermectin.
Yeah.
Ivermectin.
Felsenfels.
That's what it is. Give me the Felsenfels.
They have, the drugs have been out there. We have not been using them. And it has been criminal because lives have been lost because people are not listening. And I really believe, and stop me here, I don't mean to get crazy, but that when hydroxychloroquine is a penny a pill, and some things are, remdesivir now is relatively expensive. I understand that. But if the drug company ain't making money, you ain't going to see the drug. It's as simple as that. Let me go to Carl real quick. I'm trying to get some calls in. I apologize. Hey, Carl, how you doing? How you doing this morning?
Oh,
got a couple
good.
Seconds.
Hey, it's an honor, Joseph. Good morning.
You.
I said, you know, I live right near St. Joseph in Astoria where he made the Bronx Tale. But you're
there
great.
There you are. Oh, that's
I love
awesome.
It here.
Awesome.
What a beautiful church. And I did light a candle for you last week after
thank
I lit
God
candles
bless you.
For my parents.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Yeah,
God bless
man.
You.
Okay, I know time is of the essence. So I'm going to cut right to Lake Gordon Chang. Hey, my father fought. When you talk about your father,
yeah,
I remember my father. He fought.
Yes,
he
sir.
He drafted into the Navy in 1944, 21 years old, fights
yeah.
in Leyte Gulf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ends up
wow.
in the surrender yeah. in the Gulf of Japan.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I have a heavy heart what's yeah. going on today. And I know you do, too.
Yes, sir. Carl, thank you. Carl, thanks for the call and remembering your dad. And remembering my father, and remembering the men and women who fought in the military, certainly during the Second World War. But you know what? Stand fast. Stay steady. You know, we're going to get there, and I love that you're involved. Joey, great show today. Thank you for all you did today. Absolutely brilliant. Albert, thank you. Brandy, thank you for Debbie. We appreciate it. And I'll tell you what, God bless you. God bless your family. God bless the United States of America. Never forget, we are one nation under God. Make it a great weekend, because you deserve it.